Our reading today is from the Acts of the Apostles. Now, those who were scattered because of the persecution that took place over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch. And they spoke the word to no one except Jews, but among them were some of Cyprus and Cyrene, who, on coming to Antioch, spoke to the Hellenists also, proclaiming the Lord Jesus. The hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number became believers and turned to the Lord. News of this came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he came and saw the grace of God, he rejoiced, and he exhorted them all to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast devotion, for he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. And a great many people were brought to the Lord. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for an entire year they met with the church and taught a great many people. And it was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. The word of the Lord. I'm traveling right now, and one of the joys of travel is finding your schedule. So many little pieces of paper, and I came back to a house I had been in, and I knew prayer was coming up soon, but what time was it? And it's on a little piece of paper, but I have all of these pieces of paper, and I was looking feverishly through all of my papers, one by one, for the schedule of the house. And I couldn't find it. So I looked through all the papers again, and I couldn't find it. And I started looking a third time, and I realized I could spend all day looking. It's really not here. And it occurred to me, yeah, quit looking in the same place. It's not here. And I thought, well, but where else could it be? Where haven't I looked? Oh! And I picked up my backpack, and right underneath it, there was the schedule. It's like that with the early disciples. They speak to people in Jerusalem, and some believe, but after a while, all they get is resistance. Everybody has heard who's going to hear, and there's nobody else. And they're getting a lot of pushback. You know, Stephen was stoned to death for preaching. And so they keep preaching, but differently. They go out from there, and they start taking the word to the whole world. That's when things really get going. Sometimes we're called to persevere, but not always to persevere in the face of trouble by doing the same thing in the same way. Sometimes, when we meet adversity, what we need to do is persevere in a different way. Do something a little differently, so that new results, different results can come. I remember Paul makes the same argument in his letter to the Romans. He tells them, you know, I only started preaching to Gentiles because the Jews wouldn't listen to me. But thank God the Jews didn't listen to me, because now the word has been preached to Gentiles. Sometimes what we perceive as failures are not failures. They're simply God or the universe telling us to do things a little differently. And that's what we need to pay attention to. Keep to our big goals, not stop trying things altogether, but try things differently. It's that creativity that gets the work of God done.